Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
There's been calls today to overhaul the Garda vetting system, and the Fine Gael TD, Edward Timmins, has said that there was more than 633,000 vetting applications processed last year. Many of these, though, were repeat applications for people who had already been vetted. Sean Lyons is with me on the line today. Sean, you're a healthcare worker. Have you had any difficulties navigating the system?
I've loads of difficulties, Andrea, and I'm a healthcare provider. And so first thing to say, anything I have to say from now on, I want to make sure everyone has realised that I agree that safeguarding is paramount. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about watering down the current care of the vetting system, I'm talking about changing it. And I suppose the next thing is, I'm not pointing the finger of blame at anybody, because it's nobody's fault, it's the system's fault. And we're submitting Garda vetting requests and for new staff and for existing staff for renewals. And it's January and February, the average was around 16 days, working days, to return it. And it's 28 at the moment and more. And I've had talked to some of my colleagues around the country, and I've got to as high as 40 days is taken.
Six to eight weeks is
more or less the average now.
You might explain, Sean, to listeners that maybe haven't gone through the Garda vetting process. What do you do?
Well, basically, it's the company, it's the person who's hiring the person that needs vetting and has to get the vetting. So it's attached to the business as opposed to attached to the person, the individual, which is the wrong way around, really.
Yeah.
So every time a person moves, maybe from one job to another, where Garda vetting is required, they have to be vetted once again. So, I mean, some people could be, you know, I've seen people vetted twice in a fortnight, you know, because they moved jobs. So it's the wrong way around, really.
And I assume in your line of work as a healthcare provider, then, are you dealing with this with the likes of agency staff?
I'm dealing with our own direct staff.
I'm thinking of maybe somebody that might be slotting in one care centre for a couple of months' work, has got Garda vetting. If they're moving on to another gig, they now require new Garda vetting again.
They would, yeah. Absolutely. Required again, yeah. Absolutely. And this just doesn't affect health. This affects GAA. It affects charity organisations, the HSV. You name it. Anywhere there's vetting required. And it just is so time consuming. Mm. And it just means sometimes, you know, you're waiting, you hire somebody, you interview them, get them the job, and they mightn't hear from you again for 8 weeks, maybe more in some cases. And at that stage, they're probably gone and found some other job, where they don't need vetting. So it's really holding up the health and the social care part of Ireland. It's really, really a big drag on it.
Yeah, and just take, for example, Sean, if it was the likes of yourself, you know, looking for Garda vetting, and maybe you're volunteering as a coach in a GAA club at the same time, there could be two Garda vetting applications running concurrently for you.
Correct.
Which is totally counterproductive.
It is, and even it can be the case, you could be doing a bit of work for the, like, looking after kids or something in two different parishes. And in a GAA context, you may have to get one for each of them as well.
Yeah.
You know. So, and that's just the GAA. But I mean, it's everybody. Like
it's everybody. And some of those getting in touch with us as well. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Hang on there, Sean, for a moment. Rosemary's on the line, because Rosemary, I believe your daughter has been losing work because of this weight.
Well, she's a substitute SNA, and when she applies, you know, to a school, she has to be Garda vetted, obviously. And they contact her, and she's still waiting for the Garda vetting to come in, so she can't take up the position. And then she's applying to the exact same place for different schools. That's the only difference. But so she might have Garda vetting for a different school, you know, but it doesn't qualify her for the school. And it's crazy that you have to be Garda vetted for multiple positions in the same organisation. You know, in my line of work, I'm involved with Garda vetting with our local rector, and in that case, people have to be vetted separately to be a Sunday school teacher, or a youth club leader, or a parish reader, all within the same organisation, but they all have to be have different Garda vettings for the exact same organisation.
Do we know why, Rosemary? Why? Like, I would have thought that you would just, you know, there'd be one centralised system and Rosemary applies the Garda vetting and go through the process and, the, you know, the box is ticked beside your name and you have that for 12 months.
Yeah, because like completing the form, it's not quite straightforward because there's a checklist that comes with the form and you have to bring your ID. But that has to be checked by a certain person. You know, you can't do it yourself and send it in, and they have to keep a copy of your ID, and that goes off. And then you wait to you get an email, you fill that out. I mean, it takes weeks for it to come back. So, I mean, and it's crazy that there should be, you know, you contact the organisation and you check the person. Oh, yes, they're Garda vetted, and it covers them for anything within that organisation. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it.
Sean mentioned 6 to 8 weeks in some of the cases that he's aware of. Yeah. How long has your daughter been waiting?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's 4 weeks, sometimes it's 6 weeks. But it just means it's just crazy. Like, I mean, the number of Garda vetting forms she's filled out for different schools, and then by the time she gets it, the position is filled, or you know, they don't need her anymore or whatever. And
so she is losing work over it.
Yeah, well, we're, and the schools then need her ASAP. So I mean, that's why
there has
on
to
the
be a better system. There has to be some way to.
Well, there should be, like, I mean, the amount of paperwork, unnecessary paperwork that's involved. Like, we live in a digital age. You should be able to look up a computer and see that someone is Garda vetted. And said the amount of red tape, you know, it's crazy.
Ridiculous. You know. Listener here tells me, I'm a sole trader in the fitness industry. I need vetting for my insurance to teach adolescents. I went to the guards, and because I'm a sole trader, the guards couldn't advise on what path to do. So now I can't get vetted. It's such an unnecessary backward process. I actually got my working with children check when I was in Australia, and I got that within days. Paula Donoghue is the owner of Clever Clogs Creche and chairperson for the Association of Childhood Professionals. Paula, I'm sure you're like Sean. You're probably a long time waiting for staff, are you?
First of all, may I agree wholeheartedly with Sean. We do need these checks, and it is very, very important. And I will reiterate, the system is broken. Currently, we have a place-centred Garda vetting. We should be having a person-centred. In the similar fashion to, say, a driver's licence or a passport, it's issued to the person, and the person can bring it to be working in the church or working in the childcare, etc. So our system is broken, and I agree wholeheartedly we need a huge overhaul. Do I blame the components of the system? No more than Sean, I don't.
No.
Is it working for us in childcare? Absolutely not. We are a sector who currently are suffering from a massive recruitment and retention crisis. When you do, and when you're lucky enough to get somebody, my most recent vetting took 9.5 weeks to come through. Now, in our case, we're legislated to ratios. So if you have somebody who's given their notice, they leave after 2 weeks, which is fair and grand, that's what they have to do. Then you wait another 7.5 weeks for somebody. They cannot come on my premises without guard vetting, which is understandably the law. But the delay is causing room closures or children having to not come to creche because you can't get the vetting through on time. The system needs to be fixed, and needs to be fixed yesterday.
Well, just I'm curious, when somebody submits the Garda vetting submission form or whatever they do, right, is there any element of this that's digitised?
Well, what we would do in our case, we work through Early Childhood Ireland. So we would get the information from the candidate who we are employing, and then we input all of that information from a handwritten form. We input it onto the computer. We must keep the form and the proof of ID and proof of address on the premises, because we can have an on-the-spot inspection from the Gardaí to see all of your verification documents. So that has to be kept in paper format. Then it goes through to ECI, Early Childhood Ireland. They then look at it, say, yeah, that's fine, and they send it on to the vetting. It seems to be there that it's getting stuck. Again, I'm not holding anybody to account for it, but it seems to be at
that's
that point. ECI are turning it around in hours, and they're getting it through to the Garda vetting unit. It seems to get stuck there. We also have a really funny little anomaly. in your the new European rules came in around Garda vetting, so it's across the European community that people are vetted in the from one source. So Ireland would check out if I have a person from, we'll say, Germany, they'll go to the German and do it all in one piece. But we've included UK in our Garda vetting. They're not part of the EU and they're delaying the process by up to 20 days.
What do you
They're
say
not
to,
part of the EU.
What do you say to this texter, Paula, who's got in touch? 087 1400 106 is the number. An organisation cannot rely on another's vetting. If an incident occurs, the organisation would be reliant on the other organisation being efficient and correct. It'd potentially leave a business or a club open to serious vulnerability and potentially legal issues. But sure, it's not the organisation doing the vet.
No, it's not. It's not. At the moment, every organisation, so if a club is employing somebody on the back of having a vetting somewhere else, they are actually outside the law. The law would require you to have a vetting that is particular to your organisation. It's organisation-centred at the moment. And that's why I say we need to change it to be person-centred. So it'd be Paula Donoghue who gets issued with equivalent to a driver's licence card. There's my Garda vetting. I can present it for its validity period of up to 3 years is the renewal period. And it would cut down hugely on the multiple vettings that are going through. It would cut it all down. Listener, but I don't understand why we do it the way we do it.
Yeah, listener here says, I'd rather wait 6 weeks than have somebody who shouldn't be hired in the position. I'm quite happy with waiting 6 weeks, says this texter. Sean Slattery is with us. Sean's the secretary of the Dublin branch of the Irish Soccer Referees Society and president of the national body. Sean, what's your experience of the Garda vetting system?
Hey, Andrea. Sorry, just a bit of paperwork there before that. We're with a new body, sorry, left the Irish Soccer Referees Society. We're with a new body called the Soccer Referees Representative Association. But we still have 150 members ourselves in the Dublin region. So we have a lot of experience with the actual vetting processes. I think was mentioned by the others, the multiple is the problem, multiple applications. A lot of our members, first of all, some of them wouldn't be very tech savvy at the elder. Everything is on online, etc. And even for the application, we organised a special day where some of our members came in and helped them with the IT. Obviously, everything is confidential, what they put on it, the others, and going in. But some of our members would be also, apart from their job vetting, they would also be maybe members of youth clubs, and some of our members are actually coaches as well. So they'd actually already be Garda vetted. And I think what was mentioned, surely there's in this day and age, with all the technology that's out there, and the way the Garda can tell a car if it's insured anywhere in the country, etc., the flick of a button, surely you could be updated. You shouldn't need multiple applications. A lot of, especially in different sports clubs, if one of our members wants to take up coaching in soccer or GAA or tennis or anything, they have to do a separate one, even though their Garda vetting is already current.
And I presume
the multiple applications seems to be
it's the multiple applications. And I think that's the point that the Fine Gael TD, Edward Timmins, was making. You have 633 vetting applications processed last year alone. We've no idea how many of those are for one, the one individual.
And even there's a thing, Andrea, as well, when all referees are registered with the FAI, and that has to be that way. And but when they do the beginner's course, they have to wait until their Garda vetting comes through before they're allowed to do a game.
And nobody's suggesting
that can be a big delay as well. And trying to get people in, refereeing in, and they could be waiting 2-3 months maybe from the time they actually do the course, thinking that they might be started in the next few weeks, and then, whatever it is, lack of resources in the government. It was nothing to do with the FAI. You have their own. They help all the way.
Well, Sean Lyon said at the very outset, nobody's suggesting that we don't have Garda vetting, by the way, but surely we could just make the process a little bit quicker. Texter says they should set up a live card, something similar to your licence or PPS card that can be updated if an offence or violation occurs, which could be swiped for an up-to-date status. I think it's a crazy setup. We're a primary school that takes in placements for TY students. They can't apply until they're 16, which is the average age for TY students, but by the time it comes through, their allocated slot has passed. So we do need some level of digitisation. It's a huge, repetitive and unnecessary workload for the Garda Vetting Bureau as well. James is with me on the line today. James Hennessy is the zoo director at the National Reptile Zoo. James, you're very welcome to the programme. Have you had issues with this?
We have, massive issues, I mean, our guys are on-site and their off-site. Where the biggest flaw for us that I see is that we actually don't require Garda vetting on-site. And we've tried to get it for the staff here. We get tens of thousands of kids through the door every year.
So you don't actually need it?
Technically, we don't need it. Now, we do need it when we go to a school or if we go to a club, in which case the club has to get the Garda vetting for us. And then it depends on the staff member that we're sending. If we get a certain staff member vetted and that staff member gets sick, then we've got to send somebody else and then they're not Garda vetted or so on. So it's a complete, the whole system is just not fit for purpose.
So why do you bother, James, getting it if it's not required?
So it's not required in the building because we're like that other, the chap who said he was a sole trader. So any business that doesn't have the same amount of kids continuously with them for over, I think it's like a 20 or 30 day period, then they're not required to have Garda vetting, which is ludicrous. So, I mean, literally I could hire anybody and they wouldn't require Garda vetting here and somebody could come in, you know, with children. We get groups of people in with anything from special needs to primary schools to secondary schools, you know, families with kids. But we're not actually required to have Garda vetting, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
You just like to be proactive and just to have it.
Yeah, but we can't get it. So the only way we can get it then for the guy is that when I send the guys out to a school or to a club, is that that club or that school has to get them the Garda vetted through their organisational remit. So it's a complete mess, you know. And again, like we could do like 20 schools or 30 schools every 2 or 3 months, and each school has to individually apply for each of those individual keepers. And you know, so every one of our keepers has been Garda vetted, I'd say every year about 40 times, every single year. And then yet we don't need it in the building, which is ludicrous.
Yeah. Listener here makes, as they say, they think it's a simple solution. Just link your Garda vetting to your PPS number, have it renewed every 3 years. This texter tells me they're Latvian. They got their Garda vetting in Latvia many years ago, many years before they actually came to Ireland. They managed to get the whole thing processed within 5 hours. Another listener making the point that the vetting should be accessible through a national identity card. All you have to do is present that card to your potential employer or your club, and sure, they can just go online and check the Garda vetting status. Do you know, Paula Donoghue, like, are there actually any plans to overhaul this system?
As far as I'm aware, no. I have brought up my concerns both with our department and with Early Childhood Ireland, and that, you know, Early Childhood Ireland, prior to the new change in law, they were turning around in 10 days. And I hear what your other listener said, like, I'd wait 6 weeks. We shouldn't have to. You heard the example of Latvia, five hours. I've a girl here who's Czech Republic. Within 24 hours, she had her vetting through. So it's not about the having to wait. Of course, we want to. We will wait. It's the amount of time that it is taking, which is just ridiculous at this point. But no, I have not heard of any moves to change. There was a number of years ago, they brought up this whole idea of being person-centred as opposed to place-centred. And for some reason, it was shut down. And I can't remember, it was some legal loophole. But listen, we could change laws with a stroke of a pen during COVID. So they can change the law to accommodate a far more practical system regarding Garda vetting as well. So I just think that's an excuse. And we need to get past the excuses and make this happen.
Well, sure, we all have a PPS number and probably the majority of the country have a passport. So you'd imagine there'd be some way through all of the tech hubs and HQs that are based here in Ireland with central offices, you know, the European central HQs, and with the introduction of AI and the digitisation of other services, you'd imagine there'd be some better system.
Yeah, absolutely. There has
a way
to
of
be.
Navigating
there,
it.
There is. It's about opening the mind and making it possible. Stop putting roadblocks in the way of it. Push the roadblocks out of the way and make it happen. Change the law. If it requires a change of law, then change the law. You did it during COVID with a stroke of a pen. You can do this.
Listener says, we're a bus company. We operate over 30 school runs. We're seeing about 6 to 8 weeks turnaround time in Garda vetting. So if a bus driver from another company comes from another operator to us, they have to be Garda vetted. And then if the driver has been Garda vetted with Dublin School Transport Office, he can only operate the school routes that come from that office. And if he needs to cover another route from another regional office, he has to be Garda vetted, as it's the same organisation. It's totally crazy. I mean, God, that just seems absolutely bizarre. Such a waste of time. The email, if you want to share your story with us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. That's Sean Lyons, Paula Donoghue, Rosemary, James Hennessy and Sean Slattery. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.